Blog Talk Radio.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back to home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
Who controls the past, controls the future. Who controls the present, controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you gotta do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
And for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Make this an absolute fact. The goal is world peace. That must be our prime responsibility. We are the leader of the free world, whether we want to be or not. And therefore, we are the only ones that can preserve the peace. And to do that, we must have strength. Meeting this mission is responsibility for preserving the peace, which I believe is a responsibility peculiar to our country, that we cannot shirk our responsibility as a leader of the free world because we're the only one that can do it.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting here worldwide, understanding the times in which we live today, Greensboro, North Carolina, 8.05 p.m. on the East Coast. Oh, let's see what kind of show we got in store for you here. Had a couple callers here lined up. They bouncing around. I see a lot of people bouncing around in there, but of course we'll get to the news topics of today and what's going on today around the world and the information war and what's going on. So we'll be live here in about a couple minutes, so bear with me here. And the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press number 1 if you're able to get through. Of course, we'll try to block all the nonsense as much as possible, like we always do now. So understanding the times in which you live today.
Whether anybody else does or not, that is what liberty is all about.
I speak to you as a fellow citizen of the United States of America, deeply concerned about the welfare of our beloved country. I am not here to tickle your ears, to entertain you. I will talk to you frankly and honestly. The message I bring is not a happy one, but it is the truth. And time is always on the side of truth. Truth must be repeated again and again, because error is constantly being preached round about. I realize that the bearer of bad news is always unpopular. As a people, we love sweetness and light, especially sweetness. I am sorry to say that all is not well in so-called prosperous, wealthy, and powerful America. We have moved a long way and are now moving further and more rapidly down the soul-destroying road of socialism. The evidence is clear, shockingly clear, for all to see. But our national prestige, at or near an embarrassing all-time low, we continue to weaken our domestic economy by unsound fiscal, economic, and foreign aid policies which corrupt our national currency. With the crass, unconstitutional usurpation of power by the executive branch of the federal government, anti-spiritual decisions of the Supreme Court, all apparently approved by a weakly submissive rubber-stamp Congress, the days ahead are ominously frightening. It is imperative that American citizens become alerted and informed regarding the threat to our welfare, happiness, and freedom. No American is worthy of citizenship in this great land who refuses to take an active interest in these important matters. Stand up for freedom, no matter what the cost. It can help to save your soul and maybe your country.
All righty. All right, let's see. News stories of today. All right, well, first of all, you have to understand what's really going on out there. And I think the Federal Reserve, understanding the Federal Reserve is the fractional reserve banking system is always good to understand. We did do a big special on that a few nights ago, so I got a couple minutes to play of that, and then we'll go on to what's happening. Well, actually, let's go over here. Biden, health secretary, it is absolutely the government's. The news stories out there are just insane, what's really going on out there, what's happening. Disgusting, gay agenda, wants your children. Trump files lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter for violation of the First Amendment. Well, it's about time somebody did it. And I've been talking about this, I think I covered this a few years ago, if we remember correctly, Amazon. Remember we did a show about Amazon, how we exposed them? Had them right on here. You call them up. You don't get anywhere. You don't get any answers. And now on Facebook, it's just terrible. I mean, I've been kicked off of Facebook already about a dozen times. And there's nobody you can write to, nobody you can call. You know, but I've been wanting to go after these social media platforms for so long. Your constitutional rights are not left at the door anywhere. You know, they don't have any right to ban you or shut you down. And I mean, they're a publicly they're a public trading company. So therefore, they don't have the right to ban anybody they want. All this banning stuff, you know, banning people, banning. No, listen, if you have a public place or a place that's open to the public, you have no right to get banned, period. End of story. Well, how about the NFL? The NFL, remember? They have a right to not salute the flag, remember? They don't have a right to salute the flag. They can kneel if they want to, right? It's their right to do that. Well, now, guess what? Half of them don't want to get their vaccinations. Oh, that's calling the kettle black there, huh? Well, now they're being targeted. NFL players who refuse to get their vaccination will be restricted from traveling. They will be they won't be able to partake in certain activities. Oh, well, now that's okay, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Double standard, nonsense. And what it's really all about is money. When it's down to it, I mean, this vaccination thing, stay away from this vaccination. Stay away from it. Stay away. It's absolutely, you know, you don't need to get vaccinated whatsoever. And I thought this was a flu virus anyway. What the hell ever happened to that scenario there, whatever, you know? But White House doctor warns U.S. will pay a price for electing cognitively declining Biden. FBI ridiculed for seizing man's Lego set of U.S. Capitol. Teen with five prior arrests charged in Times Square shooting of U.S. Marine. Radical Democrat Rashida Tlaib, we must eliminate funding for CBP, ICE, and DHS. Oh, wow. Surprise, women's rights group urged Newsom to end prison transgender mixing after numerous attacks of rapes. Democrats rage new war on online 3D printed guns and blueprints. Tucker Carlson says the NSA has leaked his emails to journalists. I mean, these are just some of the stories out there. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. Won't go back into the building. Reporters who survived Capitol riot mocked as Vice says they're still struggling with trauma. Unbelievable. Teen lifeguard beaten, stabbed after asking group to stop drinking. There you go. That's our society out there. Wow. West Virginia governor says choosing not to take COVID vaccine is acting to entering a death lottery. Just 10,000 tune in to Biden 4th of July live stream. Just 10,000. Well, I mean, you know, you go to a rally when he was campaigning, like 18 people would show up. You know, and Trump's over there at the other side of the state with 56,000, but Biden still won the state. You know, this is the crap that's out there, man. You know, I mean, this is the stuff out there that, you know, you just you can't make this stuff up. Antifa assaults protesters at rally against California spa, allowing transgender woman to expose genitalia to girls. Soros funded Austin DA indicts Army sergeant who shot AK-47 toting BLM protester in self-defense. Gunman opened fire on Chicago street, wounding infant and six others. Good old Chicago, huh? Biden suggests global warming could have caused condo to collapse. We covered that the other night, actually, the condo collapse there, where there was an explosion, actually, in the right side of the building, in the video Tucker Carlson played that, actually. The video, somebody put it up in the chat room. That was pretty good, actually. BLM rioter who smashed car window in a toddler's face avoids jail after a lawyer says it was an emotional time. I tell you, man, you just keep reading. You just go crazy, pulling your hair out. You know, it's just insane. It's insane. What do you think out there? Anybody got any comments or got something they want to add here? I mean, this is these stories, you just can't make it up, man. You just can't. It's total insanity. Total insanity out there. What are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Have you had enough yet? Have you had enough? I don't know. It doesn't seem like it. It just doesn't appear like it. It just doesn't at all. Because we just keep going along to get along. I just don't understand. I just don't understand. Well, what's the beginning of it all? The Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is really the head of the snake.
Congressman Lindbergh stepped up, said in 1921, under the Federal Reserve Act, panics are scientifically created. The present panic is the first scientifically created one, worked out as we figure a mathematical equation. However, the panic of 1920 was just a warm-up. From 1921 to 1929, the Fed again increased the money supply, resulting once again in extensive loans to the public and banks. There was also a fairly new type of loan called a margin loan in the stock market. Very simply, the margin loan allowed an investor to put down only 10% of a stock's price, with the other 90% being loaned through the broker. In other words, a person could own $1,000 worth of stock with $100 down. This method was very popular in the roaring 1920s, as everyone seemed to be making money in the market. However, there is a catch to this loan. It's a testament to how dumbed down and oblivious the American population really is. First of all, the federal income tax is completely unconstitutional, as it is a direct, unapportioned tax. All direct taxes have to be apportioned to be legal based on the Constitution. Secondly, the required number of states in order to ratify the amendment to allow the income tax was never met, and this has even been cited in court cases. Third, at the present day, roughly 35% of the average worker's income is taken from them via this tax. That means you work 4 months out of the year to fulfill this tax obligation. And guess where that money goes? It goes to pay the interest on the currency being produced by the fraudulent Federal Reserve Bank, a system that does not have to exist at all. Not 1 cent of this tax goes towards any governmental program whatsoever. Not 1 cent. The money you make working 4 months out of the year goes almost literally into the pockets of the international bankers who own the private Federal Reserve Bank. And fourth, even with the fraudulent government claim as to the legality of the income tax, there is literally no statute, no law in existence that requires you to pay this tax, period.
I really expected that, of course, there's a law that you can point to in the law book. Code that requires you to file a tax return. Of course there is. I was at that point where I couldn't find the statute that clearly made a person liable, at least not me and most people I know, and I had no choice in my mind except to resign.
Based on the research that I did throughout the year 2000, and that I'm still doing, I have not found that law. I've asked Congress, we've asked a lot of people in the IRS, the IRS commissioners, helpers. They can't answer, because if they answer, the American people are going to know that this whole thing is a fraud.
I haven't filed an income federal income tax return since I left.
I haven't filed a tax return since 1999.
The income tax is nothing less than the enslavement of the entire country. Now, the control of the economy and the perpetual robbery of wealth is only one side of the Rubik's Cube the bankers hold in their hands. The next tool for profit and control is war. Since the inception of the Federal Reserve in 1913, a number of large and small wars have commenced. The three most pronounced were World War I, World War II, and Vietnam. The administration was looking for any excuse, killing 1,200 people. To further understand the deliberate nature of this setup, the German embassy actually put advertisements in the New York Times telling people that if they boarded the Lusitania, they did so at their own risk, as such a ship sailing from America to England through the war zone would be liable to destruction. In turn, and as anticipated, the sinking of the Lusitania caused a wave of anger among the American population, and America entered the war a short time after. The First World War caused 323,000 American deaths. J.D. Rockefeller made $200 million off of it. That's about $1.9 trillion by today's standards. Not to mention the war cost about $30 billion for America, most of which was borrowed from the Federal Reserve Bank at interest, furthering the profits of the international bankers. World War II. On December 7, 1941, Japan attacked the American fleet in Pearl Harbor, triggering our entry into that war. President Franklin D. Roosevelt declared the attack was a day that will live in infamy. A day of infamy indeed, but not because of the alleged surprise attack. After 60 years of surfacing information, it is clear that not only was the attack on Pearl Harbor known weeks in advance, it was outright...
All right, everybody, we can go over all the wars if we want. We've done that already on many, many shows here. But the Federal Reserve, that's just a quick outline of the Federal Reserve. I mean, you could, guys could go there and look at the creature from Jekyll Island, the great documentary there about the Federal Reserve. Explains how they make their money. And so it's fake. It's all fake. So if it's all fake and the system is fake and it's built on fakeness, then what honesty and integrity are you going to eventually breed? And that's why you have what you have today. You have a morally bankrupt society. And that's why you see the violence in Chicago. That's why you see the violence in all the cities across America. And that's why you see politicians not telling the truth. And now you have what? Elections that don't matter anymore. They just get to pick whoever they want. It doesn't matter. Count the votes. It doesn't matter. None of it matters. So now what are you going to do? Well, I think the only thing that's left for them to do would be to take you. And what? Stuff a microchip up your rear end, because that's what you need to control you. And that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. And it's all about control. It's all about control. And society is going to get so far out of control that everyone is going to demand it. They're going to want it, and they're going to say, please save us. Please. We need control, because I don't want to give up my Sunday afternoon football game. And I want to be able to go to the baseball game. And you know what? I like my brand new car because I want to go out and wax it, wash it, and I like it. And I don't care if I give up all my liberty or my freedoms. And that's what it's all about. And that's what's going to happen. And society feeds into this. I mean, whether it's through drugs, alcohol, dumbing down of your educational system. I mean, look at what we got here in the educational system. I mean, this critical race theory. This is insanity. Insanity. But and parents are outraged about it. I mean, they're talking back, but that doesn't matter. The schools are still going to teach this stuff. Leaked documents, okay? Leaked documents, contractor Rayson pushing extreme critical race theory re-education on employees. Okay? Internal documents obtained by activist Christopher Roof show that U.S. defense contractor Raytheon is pushing a program of extreme critical race theory re-education on its employees, with white workers being told to check their privilege, dismiss the notion of equality, and support the leftist move to defund the police. The Daily Caller reports on Rufio's findings, noting that CEO Greg Haynes is behind the program, which is dubbed the Stronger Together campaign. The documents reveal that the program directs employees on becoming an anti-racist today, and includes a corporate diversity pledge that employees are asked to sign. This is insanity. I mean, Raytheon then asks, this is what he does, to give a blueprint over here. Here he goes. He asks some... The nation's second-largest defense contractor has launched a critical race theory program that encourages white employees to confront their privilege, reject the principle of equality, and defund the police. Last summer, Raytheon CEO Greg Hayes launched the Stronger Together campaign, struck employees on becoming an anti-racist today. He signed a corporate diversity statement and then asked all Raytheon employees to sign the pledge and check their own biases. They give these blueprints up here. It's got two men giving a fist shake. They're a Stronger Together employee guide, becoming an anti-racist today. Commitment to diversity and inclusion takes all of us. The program is centered on intersectionality, a core component of critical race theory that divides the world into competing identity groups with race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, and other categories defining an individual's place within the hierarchy of oppression. Raytheon then asked white employees to deconstruct their identities and identify their privilege. The company argues that white, straight Christian men are at the top of the oppression hierarchy and must work on recognizing their privilege and step aside for minorities. Raytheon tells employees to identify everyone's race during workplace conversations. Whites must listen to the experiences of marginalized identities and should give those with such identities the floor in meetings or on calls, or even if it means silencing yourself. Raytheon's instructions to white employees never to say that they pray things change soon. Whites must acknowledge that their own discomfort is a fraction of their black colleagues who are exhausted, mentally drained, frustrated, stressed, barely sleeping, scared, and overwhelmed. Raytheon instructs white employees never to say that they pray things change soon. Unreal, man. Raytheon has segregated employees by race and identity groups for black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, LGBTQ, and other intersectional categories. This is a slide from a recent seminar on developing intersectional allyship in the workplace. Next, Raytheon explicitly instructs employees to oppose equality defined as treating each person the same, regardless of their differences, and strive instead for equity, which focuses on the equality of the outcome. Finally, in a collection of recommended resources, the company encourages white employees to defund the police, participate in reparations, decolonize your bookshelf, join a local white space. Rufo's findings add that the litany of corporate, educational, government, and even military entities adopt a extreme woke directive in enforcing them on employees and members. The activists previously revealed that another huge contractor, Lockheed Martin, recently asked white male executives to analyze their privilege and attempt to educate themselves on how white male behavior is devastating to racial minorities. In another viral monologue, Fox News host Tucker Carlson warned today, Tuesday, of the divisiveness and dangers of such, noting that if the question critical race theory crazed ideologies will attack you and hurt your children. We need to sign up for our free newsletter. Support our sponsor, TurboForce, a supercharged boost of clean energy without the come down. I mean, this just goes on and on. This is insanity. Total insanity. I just don't get it. I just don't understand what people just don't understand how dangerous this is to the country itself. Somebody just sent me a message here. I'm sure you heard it in the background there, a story here. Texas judge denies U.S. citizen due process rights. That's the Japanese. They've been warning about World War III forever. But anyway, so anybody here want to chip in here tonight and want to participate into the conversation, then you're more than welcome. 265-783-0616 is the phone number to call. Press the number 1. I don't have any guests here scheduled tonight, so you can go ahead and jump in if you want to. If not, then I'm going to get to a couple other let's see here. I got to one here. I'm trying to get it up now. When someone sends me a message, it takes away from my board here, and that message then pops up, and then I lose that section that I had for, that I had ready set to play. So, but that's all right. We'll get it back up. All right. Let me check the phone board here, see if anybody got any callers here that I can recognize. I wonder where Sarge's been. I haven't had to talk to Sarge in a long time here. Don't know where he's taken off to, but press number 1 if you want to comment here tonight. I don't know why callers keep bouncing off and on the call board. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Could be Blog Talk Radio. Let's see the chat room here. Federal Reserve has controlled our money and the economy since they assassinated President Kennedy in 1963. Actually, no, they've controlled the economy and the money since they bankrupted us in 1929. And then through the Great Depression, they crowned a success in 1933. But let's see here. I'm trying to get this pulled up here. If not, well, let's play this here by Aaron Russo, and then anybody wants to chip in, press number 1. I don't know what happened to Sarge. Where did Sarge take off to? He was been on here. He disappeared. I hope he's okay out there. Hope the liberals didn't string him up there and kidnap him.
And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchips. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step, is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under...
Okay, we got the video up now and ready to go here. We should be able to get it going. And, hey, if you guys missed the show that we did on Friday last week, that was a good show where we had a guest call in, the mother there, Tina Slay there. She was her son was murdered in Springfield, Missouri there. And that was a very powerful show. So go back and check out that podcast there. Actually, that was the number one podcast I think I've done so far this year with the most listens, actually. So it was a very powerful show. You know, our son was murdered, and she's trying to get justice and get answers. And, we try to do, get the information out there and do the best we can. So here we got Biden administration announces COVID-19 injection strike force. So let's play that here. And
18-year-olds vaccinated to continue to work with communities where there's lower vaccination rates. That's one of the reasons we initiated these strike forces to go into communities and work with them to determine what they need, to take a localized, specific approach that works with elected officials in communities. But I don't have a new goal to set for you.
Strike forces. Strike forces, military. Oh, you wear a mask, you're dirty. Oh, you can't go outside unless you have the shot. That's their goal. Oh, the strike force is for you. It's all the official plans, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Clinton Global Initiative. They're all getting millions of taxpayer money, and they've trained up these groups to go out on TV and normalize, not just forcibly inoculating like you saw in California, of people's children that didn't want it, or of disabled people. People in the wheelchair, no, please don't. Oh, we're sorry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be big tech surveilling you and tracking you with the apps they put on your phone, whether you like it or not. You can't uninstall them. Sending these paramilitary forces to your homes. This has always been the plan. It's the same from Spain to New Zealand to Canada. And now, next, it's coming here. Like I kept telling you, it's a UN-directed global plan. There is a unified globalist operation. They want our children. They want our wives. They want our husbands. They want our parents. They want us dead. But not before they ceremonially rape us, genetically, financially, spiritually, culturally. This is all about conquest. It's all about dominance. It's all about power. You have the Bilderberg Group Davos meeting of big tech meeting in Idaho under armed guards and paramilitary forces. And on the main agenda is the gay agenda for children. They actually say teaching tolerance, LGBTP. And now, the San Francisco Orchestra, the San Francisco Men's Choir, the pedophile choir has said, we will corrupt your kids, close quote. We will recruit them. We will take them over. They are ours. We are coming for them. These are quotes. But, hey, I've got the head of the UN Global Rapid Response Force, Dr. Ryan, saying a year ago that once they phase in lockdowns, they'll become permanent for any new flu or cold, and they're going to go into our homes and take the children and others to isolation centers. And he starts licking his lips. The children are the target. They illegally injected entire schools in Australia. The senator said, screw you, big deal, get over it. I've got that video coming up. We have in New Zealand, where it's a global system, just like in Canada, saying, we will hunt you down if you don't take your shots. We will arrest you. That's coming up. But here's the White House Press Secretary, Jen Psaki, saying strike forces. That's a paramilitary term. Remember Obama said, we need a civilian force just as big, just as strong as our military. They would do it under the guise of community organizing and health department checks. And globally, here it is, the UN in charge of what you can say, what your doctor can do, what treatments you have. Who would have thought in the world government? One, the UN's in charge of your medical. The UN's in charge of your speech through big tech with AI enforcing it, but it's all here. So, Psaki 2 days ago said, oh, we're going to come to your house. People couldn't believe it. Then Biden said, no, we're coming to your house and give you the shot. Now they're saying, well, we're probably going to push it on you. It's going to be mandatory. We've got strike forces. You thought that was the Delta Force, the Navy SEALs. No. No, no, no. It's the leftist coming into your life to contact trace you via an app on your phone with little fake robot readers the size of a credit card reader that you, quote, PCR test you, or if you look like you're sick, they have this new authority outside of law to disappear you. It's called martial law takeover. And now the Canadian health minister said, oh, this is a control of information and our revolution. That's why the lockdowns continue while they bankrupt all the small businesses. This is economic warfare. This is the new warfare. It's here. We're inside the new world order. The full video is on InfoWars.com. Here is the press secretary on strike forces coming to your house.
First, is there a target for herd immunity for COVID vaccines? Is it 75%, 80%? What is that goal for the administration right now?
Well, Dr. Fauci has addressed this a number of times and has conveyed that herd immunity is kind of an outdated term. So we had set a goal of reaching 70% of adults by July 4th. We reached that goal of adults 27 and older by that date, and we're continuing to press to reach it, and we will in the next couple of weeks for adults over the age of 18. But our work doesn't stop there, and we are going to continue to press to get 12. 18-year-olds vaccinated, to continue to work with communities where there's lower vaccination rates. That's one of the reasons we initiated these strike forces, to go into communities and work with them to determine what they need, to take a localized, specific approach that works with elected officials in communities. But I don't have a new goal to set for you.
Strike forces. Strike forces. Military. Oh, you wear a mask. You're dirty. Oh, you can't go outside unless you have the shot. That's their goal. Oh, the strike force is for you. It's all in the official plans, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Clinton Global Initiative. They're all getting millions of taxpayer money, and they've trained up these groups that are going on TV and normalize, not just forcibly inoculating like you saw in California, of people's children that didn't want it, or of disabled people, people in a wheelchair. No, please don't. Oh, we're sorry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be big tech surveilling you and tracking you with the apps they put on your phone, whether you like it or not. You can't uninstall them. Sending these paramilitary forces to your homes. This has always been the plan. It's the same from Spain to New Zealand to Canada, and now next it's coming here. Like I kept telling you, it's a UN-directed global plan. But Australia is made up of great people, but it was a penal colony, so they never got the real rights. And blue cities are under global control. They don't have any of their basic rights. And so they're beta testing it, perfecting it, testing the media there, making sure no one resists, and then rolling it out against the next group. We told you over a year ago it'll be variants. Oh, they locked down Sydney again. The Delta Plus variant inspired it, like it's artwork. Oh, no one's really dying, but don't worry. In the fall and winter, when people don't get enough vitamin D, folks will die from regular viruses. We're going to lock down again. Well, don't wait. They've already done it again. And Biden's considering new lockdowns to squeeze that middle class into oblivion. So here is the Australian health official. We'll get to it in a moment. Responds aggressively when asked about the government was embarrassed about mistakenly distributing COVID jabs forcibly to 160 grade 12 students. It's ordering them to with all beta tests. But first, let's play this next clip. New Zealand will hunt down those not vaccinated, says the government, with strike teams. Here it is.
I think early next year we'll be in the phase of chasing up people who haven't come forward to get their vaccination or have missed their bookings and so on. So everyone will be able to get a vaccine between now and the end of the year. But of course, you know, and I want every New Zealander to come forward, but human behaviour suggests that there will be some people that we have to actually really go out and look for, and some of that may spill into next year. But our commitment is everyone will have the opportunity to get the vaccine by the end of the year. Everyone will, but I can't say that, you know, that we're not going to have some hesitant people or some people who just haven't come forward that we don't have to go out and find next year.
Ah, with law enforcement, with apps, with your medical records, that you haven't taken the shot in your new medical ID that Klaus Schwab called for that we now have. So the police are coming. Just like they arrest you in New Zealand and Australia and we criticize lockdowns, well, now you didn't take your shot, and so we're going to come with the police to your house. Don't worry. sorry, they got a special shot for you. You know, the government officials, they're getting that saline shot. They got a hot needle for you. Again, if I'd have told you this 10 years ago, would you believe it? No, I didn't tell you 10 years ago. I said, world government lockdowns, forced inoculations is the key to the new world order because it's in their own documents. Operation Lockstep and others. I could play you the clips from 10 years ago. Would you like me to 12 years ago? But we've done it many times. Again, I get all the credit like I just looked into a crystal ball. It's a damn plan. Like Hitler wrote Mein Kampf and said, I don't like the Treaty of Versailles, and I'm going to throw it away, and I'm going to attack Europe, and I'm going to take over, and I'm going to... And he did it. And they're there telling us what they're doing. They're just doing it. And we're sitting here not realizing we're in the midst of a massive takeover. I want to come back and play a really powerful clip of when I predicted all this last year. Well, let's play that clip 13. Here is the Australian health minister arrogantly saying, it's a mistake, move on. It wasn't a mistake. They're forcibly, Cuomo said we're going to give kids shots whether they like it or not. This is serious crime, folks. These are really deadly. They attack fertility. They attack the brain and heart. There's an advisory on them now. By the way, I have a clip I didn't play yesterday of the U.S. military, the Pentagon announcing forced inoculations. And they said, by the way, this is not an approved vaccine, but we're going to do it anyways. The average leftist, you go to Twitter, it's just everywhere. Alex Jones, a liar. These were approved, totally safe. Nobody ever got hurt. Next, they'll say nobody ever died in a motorcycle accident or nobody ever fell off a cliff. I mean, it's damn gaslighting. Here is Australia.
How damaging is it for the public perception of the state government vaccine rollout? The New South Wales Health Department hasn't yet been vaccinated about 150 Joey for how embarrassed.
What I find more embarrassing, James, is you would make that sort of question accusation against frontline health staff who work their butts off and who tomorrow will have achieved a million vaccinations into arms. You know what? School intended it well, there was a mistake, and so what? It's happened. Out of a million vaccinations, move on.
School intended it well. They're coming for you, and it will kill you. It'll take about 5 years. Look at this stack on COVID, man. God almighty. I mean, this is worse than I thought it would be. Sydney extends Delta-inspired COVID lockdowns for another 2 weeks. Video, White House says strike forces are being sent to get kids vaccinated. New Zealand health minister, government will be chasing out and down unvaccinated people and coming after them. I mean, I already played the clip. Can't make that up. Fauci demands vaccine hesitance. Get over this political statement. And it goes on and on and on and on and on from them. But let's do this. Let's hear a clip from last year. There's a couple other clips from this year where I specifically say the contact tracers are coming to your house. Here it is.
President will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is. Two,
they're establishing Maoist-style brigades across Europe and the United States that will be the general public in uniforms enforcing forced inoculation. They're going to use peer pressure to do it, and they're going to use a medical tyranny because they can claim that it's, quote, ideological. This is exactly what I would do if I was going to be taking over like this. National brigades coming to forcibly inoculate you and your family, reporting and tracking with dogs that, quote, smell COVID. Oh, but it's not political. It's for everyone's safety, but it's the Democrats and the WHO with all their fake models and all their lies and Fauci running the lab. Congress introduces bill to allow government to mass test Americans for COVID-19 in their homes forcibly. And ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the bill number, shall I? 6666. Just like that, world governments announced forced inoculations, implantable microchips, tracer teams to come inspect your home, and now 60-plus days later, it's like, oh, this is never going to end, and we're going to come to your house. They now are. I have the articles, and we're going to forcibly inoculate you. This will be true warfare, economic, cultural, and then physical, the rollout of secret police, arrest teams, contact tracers. It's all official. Now everything we warned of is now out in the open. Indian towns that refuse the inoculation, because the town elders are, there's video throwing out the UN injectors. They're having their power cut off for not taking the voluntary injections. And it's all over the news that they're going to start doing similar things here in the United States. They're announcing, according to your phone number and who you are, they're going to come to your house if you haven't been shot up. Remember the contact tracers? Remember the Clinton Global Initiative last year? Now they're coming to your house because you haven't had the shot. And in the future, they're going to come and drag your ass out. Woo!
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
They're going to come and drag your ass. All right. So here's the deal. You're a normal person. You're a black man. You're a black woman. You're a white woman. You're a white man. You're Hispanic. You're an Asian man. You're a human. You're a human. And you don't want to go out and dominate people. So you hear this, you go, that doesn't make sense. Well, that's because you're not a devil. And so you better grow up and get out of it and start realizing just because you don't love the devil hates you. Just because you're not into all this evil doesn't mean it doesn't exist, Jack. It's damn real. I've seen it. What have we been talking about? Psaki and Biden and Trudeau and Australia and all of them saying, we're coming to forcibly inject you. We forcibly injected a bunch of school kids without their parents' consent, and we don't care. I played that clip last hour. And we've got strike teams. What's the exact quote? It's right here. Strike forces that are coming to your door to give you this shot that's experimental, and they had to put an insert on saying it causes heart attacks. But you're crazy if you don't take it, and you're going to take it. But they got a gun to their head to make you take it. And then we get this. This bill is heavily sponsored by AOC, all of them, on the Energy and Commerce Committee. I know you're probably looking at it as a TV viewer. Radio listeners can't see the bill. Let me give him the number. Let he who has understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. 666. Yep, you heard me right. Heavily sponsored, officially by the Democrats, in the new Congress, H.R. 666. Anti-Racism in Public Health Act 2021, merging, says it right here, health with the Justice Department. So they got contact tracers, and they've got, what does Psaki call it again? Strike forces. What New Zealand say? We're coming to hunt you down. Canada say, we're putting you in a camp. What the UN say? They run it. Same thing. We're coming to take you out, put you in solitary confinement. We're going to give you the modern guillotine. We're going to innovate you. Yeah, we'll play that in a minute. Dr. Michael Ryan. It says right here, bigger than Dallas, my hometown. Introduced in the House, anti-racism in public health. Well, we better do it then. The bill establishes within the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that launched Attack, a national center on anti-racism and health and a law enforcement violence prevention program. Among the activities, the new center will declare racism a public health crisis, collect all and analyze all data, collect all the data, mind and analyze all your health records and the Democrats, the SJWs, to save you from racism and administer research and grant programs to address racism and its impact on health. Yeah, they called yesterday. I was in my stack to ban fireworks displays, saying they're racist. Austin, 2 weeks ago, said ban cars. Blacks have the most wrecks. That's not a joke, by the way. They said bird watching's racist, too. French cuisine's racist. And being white, of course, is inherently bad. You're like, none of that makes sense. Yeah, it's a weapon. Dropping a 2,000-pound bomb on somebody doesn't make sense either, unless you want to kill their ass. Among other activities, the new center must declare racism a public health crisis, collect and analyze data, and administer research and grant programs to address racism and the impact on health and well-being. Additionally, the bill specifically directs the CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, in coordination with the Department of Justice and other relevant stakeholders. Oh, the Department of Justice is in your medical records now, without warrants, to carry out the Law Enforcement Violence Prevention Program. Wow. That's the bill summary from the federal government's own congressional website. Oh, and it gets better. They have bills introduced that look like they're going to pass that all children will take part in cultural enrichment drag queen story time, which is your child spends time with a convicted pedophile. And you're like, well, that couldn't happen. You put up with it, it's going to happen. But, I mean, never mind the bill number. Woe to you of earth and seed, for the devil sends the beast with wrath. His number is 666. The bill is 666. Oh, that old Bible. Nostradamus has nothing on you. And it's all out of the open now. All out of the open now.
All right, everybody. All right, well, I mean, you know, you just can't deny it. The facts are there. It's right in front of you. People still will deny it. He's nuts. He don't know what he's talking about. You know, it's not true. Things are never going to... They're just the same. The same thing just keeps happening. Nothing's going to happen. You know, it's just we know about it more. Nothing's going to happen. You know, they were doing this 50 years ago, weren't they? Yeah, the same thing was going on, weren't they? They were doing the same thing. No, they weren't. They weren't. And about old Bible. Oh, that book written by men. Oh, yeah. Can't believe that thing. No, religion always creates that division amongst the people. Yep, that, when you start talking about God, it just destroys an organization. It just destroys everybody. Yep. Can't have God in the equation. Can't talk about that. Nope. No. Oh, there he goes. What is religion stuff again? Oh, the Bible thumper. Yep. There goes the Bible thumper. Yep. Yeah. No. Things are not a generation shall pass, and all these things will come to play out and pay. You will see it in your lifetime. Not a generation shall pass. When the fig tree puts forth leaves, and that is the state of Israel. It put forth leaves. It became recognized again globally. Poof, right on the scene, 1948. A generation in the Bible, 70 to 100 years. Okay? What does that take you to? That takes us around this time, don't it? 70 to 100 years. You know? The Red Army will come down from the north. You know, what's the Red Army? China, Russia? What China, Russia? The red flag there? Yeah. Moscow. Well, you know, they still sound the same, don't they? Yep. And then Antichrist will come on the scene and, you know, get peace. And actually, it's God that actually stops it. God does, but nobody believes God, and it couldn't be God. But this man comes onto the scene, and he stops it, and he takes all the credit for it. And, you know, that's the Antichrist, because he mimics everything God does. Anti-reflection. All right? And then you'll get your peace. You'll get your peace treaty there, and the world will have peace, and you know, everyone will come together, and we world unity, and peace, and all of a sudden, there's this guy there that we all trusted that, you know, will solve all our problems over in the Middle East and around the world, will break its peace treaty, and he's going to, of course, set up that temple there, and, you know, and everybody's going to be in there, and he's going to demand worship. You're going to take his mark. Yep. Happening right before our very eyes. But no. Look, they've been talking about this stuff for years and nothing's happened, right? Right? You know? I mean, why believe? I'm looking at Facebook right now. Idiots right now. On here talking. You know, about God. You know? Jerks. Don't know nothing about nothing. Some of this stuff is just insane. You can't make this stuff up. Let's unite people through music. I got a guy just posted right now. Uniting people through music. Yeah, okay. Bang that drum, Kane. Boom, 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 boom. You know, people just don't get it. I can't figure that out. That these, the does, the dies, the these, the does, the dies. You know, begot. I can't understand that stuff. You know? Oh, you're gonna. It's coming your way. It's gonna come your way, trust me. And you ain't gonna stop it. You're not gonna stop it. You know, but this is the end that's coming to play out right before our very eyes. But still, people won't listen. I want to do it my way. My way. It's my way. Just do it. You know, like the, you know, the Nike symbol, just do it. You know? Yeah. To hell with God. I want to do it my way. Right? Who the heck's God to tell me what to do? I mean, he only created everything. You know, what the heck? You know, but nah, it can't be true. You know? It can't be true. But it's going to be true, and it is true, and it's going to happen. So what are you going to do about it? You know? I mean, people just they can't have that discussion. They can't without it turning into a debate or an argument. I want it my way. Free will. We all got free will, right? You know, we'll figure. Why can't we all just get along, right? Can't we all just get along? No, that's not going to happen either. Nobody's going to get along until Jesus comes back. All right? And it's going to happen. It's going to play out this way, and not a generation shall pass. Like I said, now, I don't know the exact hour, the exact day. No man does. If you knew exactly when the world was going to end, you think you'd be, you know, what would you do? If you knew for sure, 100% for sure, that the world was going to end and God was going to come back and destroy everything and rapture his church out of here, well, what would you do? You know, that'd be kind of boring in a way, right? But everybody's got their answers. There's only one answer, and that's in the Bible. God's Word. Been proven time and time again to hold up to the test of time. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't make a difference to me whether you believe it or not. Because it's going to happen, and we see the evidence. And the world has gone so crazy. You know? Well, 657-383-0616 is the number to call. And do you got your COVID shot? I would like to ask about these Strike Force teams here. I'd like to call up a couple of these places and ask about them, actually, and see if they've been updated or not with their Strike Force. I wonder what they tell me if I call the hospital here. Well, maybe I should call one of these hospitals. I know when they're going to, you know, maybe I'll just play it off, you know. Well, I got my vaccination, and I'm a good old boy, and I just was wondering I think my neighbors don't have it. And I was just wondering, you know, if, when you guys are going to come out and put together these, you know, mass inoculation campaigns. Well, they're already doing it, but I just want to know when you're going to get my neighborhood. Because I think there's a lot of people in my neighborhood that just may have this deadly, deadly virus. You know? What do you think they'll tell me if I call them up live without any script or editing? You know, it's ain't TV. No, turn that damn thing off if you're watching TV. It's all fake. You ain't going to get no information from there. You know? So, again, 657-383-0616. Press number one, and I'll get you on here. And unscreened, uncensored. Check the call board here. Who is this person real quick here? It pops up here. All right, you know, you're not coming on. I know who that is. You're going to start an argument. Nope. All right, let's see. Check the call board here. All right, private two private callers. All right, I see. I think this is that other guy there. No, I don't want him on either. I wish there was a way I could get this, not even have them call in at all. I don't even want them listening, so they're not going to get anything from the podcast anyway. Just clogging up my phone line. That's what they do. Let me move down. Let me check page number two here on the call board, see if we got anybody here. Press number one if you want to speak here. See here, check page number two. All right, there we go, private caller. Okay, we'll get you on here. Go ahead, private caller. You're unmuted. I believe you're unmuted. Go ahead. Having trouble connecting maybe tonight. That's why I see everybody jumping off. There you go. Go ahead, private caller.
You're just trying to mislead me, man. You're telling me I'm muted so I can talk endlessly into the phone with no result.
Ah, there you are. I got you finally. I'm having problems with the phone line, I think, Sarge. I think that's what's going on. I lost a bunch of people tonight that wanted to get on here. I'm talking and I'm trying to, you know, get things, people connected, so I'm behind the scenes working, you know. But anyway, what's up, Sarge? How you been doing?
Hey, that's all right. Look, man, how was your holiday? Did you enjoy yourself?
Well, it wasn't really a holiday. I kind of consider it a memorial, you know, for the freedoms that we lost, you know. but I had a good one, though, a pretty good one, I guess you could say. Almost died, but, you know, I'm still here.
Well, I understand your melancholy bent and all that, but I'm telling you, I think it's the greatest holiday of all, really. It's a celebration of the fact this country came into being.
I agree.
Like I tell everybody, whatever complaints I got about this country, and I got a bunch, I know I hit the citizenship lottery when I was born here. I hit the lottery. There's no better place to be. You just didn't.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah. It's just that I'm sad for the freedoms that we've lost, you know?
You should be.
Yeah.
So that's okay. As long we know what we've lost, we know what we need to regain.
That's
and you know
true.
What I found? A very interesting thing I found out lately. I think we know now who killed Ashley Babbitt.
Really? Well, I'm all ears. Go ahead. The floor is yours, Sarge. Well, he was there. Sarge, you still there? I'm having problems with the phone line. I don't know what's going on.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I accidentally muted myself.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
partner.
Thanks. Look, I've been very reluctant to make a definitive statement about this, but now that my suspicions have been all but confirmed by the acting sergeant-at-arms of the House of Representatives, Timothy Blodgett, in a statement he made, and seeing a confirmed video of Lieutenant Michael Byrd, which is no doubt that it's him, seeing a picture that the confirmed picture of Lieutenant Michael Byrd in profile with his very distinctive sloping forehead, and then comparing that in his style of dress, his suit, the bracelet he wears on his right wrist, and the type of dress he wears, then comparing it to the individual who shot Ashley Babbitt, I am 95% certain that it is, in fact, Lieutenant Michael Bryant. Bryant. Now, the next thing to do is to subpoena this guy, Lieutenant Mike Byrd, rather. Mike Byrd, not Bryant. Now, the next thing to do is to speed this guy in the court, get him under oath, ask him, was he the one who shot Ashley Babbitt, and why did he shoot her? Because if we know who he is and we can subpoena him and the judge is to subpoena and get him in court, we can start asking questions. Congress can't do a damn thing to stop that. They might not have to answer to a FOIA request, but they do have to answer court subpoenas. At least the police can do
it. But who's going to subpoena him?
Who
are we going to get? What prosecutor?
I know the family's lawyer will. If it gets to that point, the family lawyer said, if they feel they've got enough on him to possibly identify him, I have no doubt that they will.
Okay. All right. Well, do you really think, I know this is great of concern to you. I know it is, and it should be to everybody, but you heard what I was just talking about, strike force teams going out to forcibly inoculate American citizens. We see what, Chicago is a war zone. Every city is America. These liberal policies and defund the police and get rid of Homeland Security, get rid of ICE. What takes precedent here? Do we entangle ourselves in all these little battles, or are we going to,
Yeah, but wait a minute, Joe. How can they forcibly inoculate citizens when they can't even forcibly inoculate members of the armed forces who refuse to take the vaccine? Now, let's take a look at members of the armed forces who got less constitutional rights than everybody else. We know that, right? We know,
yes,
as a condition of their being in armed forces, they don't have the same constitutional rights as you and me, right? And I know this. In the case of a vaccine that is not experimental, that is proven to be efficacious by the FDA and everything else, in the armed forces, they can order you to take a vaccine. They can order you to. I'm not talking about one that's experimental, because I don't think this has ever happened before. But one that's proven, they can order you to take it. Now, even then, they can't tie you down and shove a needle in your arm. But what they can do is to threaten you with either court-martial or other punitive action for not obeying a lawful order to take a vaccine. Now,
that's
people in the armed forces. They can't even do it forcibly, and they don't have a constitutional right to refuse a lawful order, meaning a vaccine. Look how many vaccines they give soldiers before they go overseas. Different typhus, cholera.
Oh, yeah.
You name it. They give them vaccines for. And a lot of them don't want to take them, but they got to. Now, how are they going to do that,
Sarge,
to a citizen?
Guess what, Sarge? You don't get a mortgage. You're applying for a mortgage through Bank of America. You don't get one because you don't have the COVID vaccination. Hey, Sarge, you want to go grocery shopping Thursday night at Stop and Shop or Food Lion? Guess what? You can't get in because you don't have your vaccination. You're right. They don't have to forcibly do it, but they'll just make sure you can't live.
Now, you may be onto something there. And that's when the time comes to start hauling out the legal big guns before the other guns start going.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, this cannot be allowed to be. No one should have to give a reason as to why they don't want to take a vaccine. Everyone,
right.
Somebody on this, no matter how good the vaccine is, there's someone somewhere that will have an adverse reaction to it. Because that's just the nature of the beast, being human.
Yeah.
We all got different reactions, different substances. There are people out there who literally die if they eat peanuts. Nobody thinks peanuts are deadly. But for some people, they are. So, look, I don't think this should be anybody that ought to be forced to take a vaccine under any circumstance whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree. But what they're going to do is manipulate it. And like I always play in my intros, it's not going to be ordered upon the people. The people are going to demand it. They're going to want it. They're going to say beg for it because – Sarge, you know as well as I do, if you didn't wear a mask, people looked at you like you had three heads. It's just insanity. People would stand, stay clear of you. I was in the hospital on Monday there, walking into the emergency room, and with blood oozing out of my mouth and all over me, and the lady's worried about me if I took a vaccination or not. You know, I mean, you know, put on gloves and a mask. You know, that's what she's worried about. You know, next thing you know, it's going to be
Joe,
you can't come in here, sir, unless you have a vaccination card.
Done already about masks, and for young children, there's a greater risk for them spending hours masked each day with greater levels of carbon dioxide saturation that is healthy for young children being stuck up in masks than the danger of them being exposed to COVID. They've got this formal studies. They just published one in the Journal of American Medical Association. They just published a study that was done in Poland and Germany that shows children stuck up in school all day, forced to wear masks all day, have unhealthy levels of carbon dioxide saturation.
Yeah.
And it's worse for them than COVID, because COVID, we already know, young children are the least affected and least likely to have a deadly result from getting infected with COVID. Least.
Yeah.
They're more at risk with the vaccine, apparently, and more at risk wearing masks than they are being exposed to COVID.
And what if you trick them? What if you
tell
trick
the truth
them
anymore, man.
You, know?
you are not allowed to tell the truth. You're not allowed to cite even scientific if it conflicts with this fascist COVID regime.
Well, Stars, you were just talking about the 4th of July and how much freedom, you know, how beautiful the world is, you know. I mean, I mean, you know, this is becoming a fact. This is becoming a way of life here now in America. I mean, you are black. I mean, you know, it's not about your skin color no more. It's about your political alignment. You know, you're
amen.
With this, you know.
Amen. And it's like, look, but see, that's the beautiful thing about the 4th of July. That's why they want to disorient holidays like the 4th of July from the basis for their being in, for their existing. The basis for the 4th of July holiday is to commemorate the birth of this nation with its unique traditions, freedoms, philosophies, and form of governance. That was the purpose
correct.
Of the 4th of July, to celebrate all that. And in celebrating all that, what are you supposed to celebrate? Freedom of speech. You know, federalism.
Association.
The right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah.
You know, a whole bunch of things supposed to celebrate about the United States. Now, they want you to think it's just another holiday that you get paid, you get off for being paid, and you get to have maybe barbecue with your family and friends if Joe Biden thinks COVID ain't too much of a risk.
And if you, and if you have an American flag in your
front
yard,
all the things about the United States that are unique.
If you got an American flag, if you got an American flag, now you're a racist.
Yeah,
you know?
Literally. These people are crazy, man.
I know. I know.
And, you know, and just think the other day what we just saw the other day. What we just saw, this crazy woman. And I keep telling you, man, I don't know where in the hell this country got so many fanatical women at one place at one time in history. We got more fanatical women in government and public life I've ever seen any time in my life. Never thought I'd see so many fanatical, crazy women. One of them was Cori Bush. You know what this simple Cori Bush says? Now, look, she's up here ranting negatively about the nation that has elected her to $175,000 a year job and a lifetime pension. Now, I like to think, here she is, she's a member of the most important deliberative and legislative body in the world that has ever existed. Now, here's what I would think if she was sincere about saying that the United States is stolen land, okay, black folks ain't got no freedom. Here's what I would say, she's not a street corner rabble-rouser, no matter how much she sounds like it. She's the United States Congressman. So why doesn't she do this then? Since the United States has stolen land, which, by the way, the United States obtained after defeating the mightiest empire in the world in 1783, with the Treaty of Paris. They purchased from France, another mighty empire, gold out of territory, Louisiana Purchase, and then they obtained through negotiated treaties after war and, yes, conquest, with Mexico and the Indian nations. So, since she believes the belief is that it was stolen and not obtained the way most nations are obtained through, you know, founding and through warfare and all that stuff. That's about every nation in the world, by the way.
Yeah.
How come she ain't proposing new legislation to negotiate new treaties with Mexico to restore the stolen lands to the rightful owners and renegotiate treaties with the Indians to get the stolen lands back to the Indians. I wish she would. Then people in this great country could see what a radical lunatic people like her and others are. If she had the courage of her convictions, she would propose treaties to restore the land to its rightful owners. Wouldn't she? Shouldn't she?
Yeah. But she's not.
But you know she don't mean what she's saying. She's a rabble-rouser. She's a demagogue, like all of them are when they say that nonsense.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Sarge, my campaign is getting ready to kick off down here. I've got my treasurer. He's getting certified as we speak. My campaign manager, we're going to put together our committee down here, and we're going to get it going here. We're going to get it going here in my district.
Outstanding. I'll tell you what, man, I'm going to start acquainting myself with political issues down in North Carolina, and maybe I'll shoot you some ideas.
Well, hey, you know what? You're more than welcome. I'd love to have you on as a volunteer or even have to pay you or whatever to come down here maybe for a couple weeks and help out, you know, and that would be great. You know, I mean, you know, I'm all for, you know, fixing things. We're like-minded. I consider you a brother here and, you know, an American, fellow American, and I'd like to fight with you and restore this thing, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my track record in political campaigns ain't too good. I'm like 3-0. but then again, I was working in Illinois, so you understand what I was up against.
Yeah.
I worked in the campaigns of gubernatorial candidate Jim Oberweiss and the campaign of Senator Alan Keyes.
Yeah, another campaign of
a young black man who was running for congressional Republican. But then again, it is Illinois and Chicago. And conservatism, genuine conservatism, doesn't have much of a chance in Illinois and Chicago. Maybe North Carolina might be different.
Didn't Keyes do very well? Okay?
When it came to the debates, he mopped the floor with Obama. Go back and look at him.
That's what I thought.
It didn't matter. The fix was in. We had a chairman of the Illinois Republican Party named Judy Barr Topinka, who you talk about your classical rhino, Lord have mercy. They would rather have had Obama in office because he was one of them. You know, in Illinois, the Republican Party and Democrat Party are literally two birds, two wings of the same bird.
I know it.
So it didn't matter. Alan Keyes was absolutely brilliant. I mean, he was brilliant. He knew Illinois issues. There was one issue, an obscure issue, about the canals and locks on the Illinois River. I didn't know a damn thing about it. And they asked him the question in the debate. Barack Obama stuttered and hemmed and hawed. Now, he's an Illinois state senator, mind you. Alan Keyes came into the state from Maryland. Alan Keyes gave an eloquent, lengthy discourse on what should be done to make the Illinois lock system more efficient and bring more revenue into the state of Illinois. I was amazed. I didn't know anything about it. He knew it backwards and forwards. The state senator, Barack Obama, could only sputter and say some anodyne foolishness. Alan Keyes nailed it. Where'd he learn this stuff? He's just a brilliant mind and a quick study.
I'm going to go back and look him up. I'm going to go back and look it up and see what I can get on YouTube from him and whatnot, you know?
Good. I mean, I think Alan Keyes is the most brilliant speaker, certainly, and philosophically one of the most brilliant minds I have ever met in my life in person. I mean, I think he
was around in the 80s also, too, right, the 1980s. Was he around back then or no?
Yeah, he ran for the late 90s. And they wouldn't let him in the presidential debate.
I remember that now. Yep. They took him out in handcuffs, I think, you know?
Yeah, took him out in handcuffs.
They all made an apology,
we're so sorry. You know, but by then, you know, they kept him out of the debate.
And then his numbers were ruined.
Nobody could beat Alan Keyes in a debate. No one.
Yeah. I'm going to go back and look at that. Yeah. I'm going to learn. I'm always willing to learn.
You really ought to watch the one where he debated Obama about homosexual marriage. Oh, my God. It was like watching a man taking candy from a baby. Yeah, he had no real effective answer to Alan Keyes' assertion.
Well, Obama was a put-up job. We know that.
His explanation is why homosexual marriage is invalid. And he didn't even mention the religious or moral nature of it. He just looked at it from strictly an Aristotelian epistemological viewpoint. And he utterly destroyed Obama. It was unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah. Well, see, where you come in, your historical knowledge is superior amongst anybody that I have spoken to, even on this podcast. So your history would be something of very, very importance, because history seems to be under attack more than ever today, you know?
Oh, it's despised. I mean, it was good, especially when it doesn't line up with their notions of radicalism. They'll make all sorts of little allusions if it happens in some vague way to coincide with the way they like to change things.
Their narrative,
you know,
yeah.
They'll try to
yep.
tell us. Here's one of their favorites, Joe, and this one is really sneaky. They try to tell us that the founding fathers were radicals. They wanted to radically transform things, when in reality, the founding fathers mainly wanted to conserve their traditional rights as Englishmen.
Yep. Yeah.
It wasn't
yep.
a radical revolution. It was a conservative one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
maybe
I'll
look at what they
though.
Were saying, yeah. that they wanted to preserve the self-governing institutions that had sprung up because of the distance from the colonies and the mother empire. It was like over 3,300 miles. So in order to have an efficient form of governance, they had to set up local governing, like the Virginia Assembly and the House of Burgesses and all this stuff. They had to set up local governance. And for the most part, the crown would leave them alone as long as they sent their taxes back. They didn't have representation in Parliament. But as long as they sent their duties and customs back, okay, that was fine. You know, they left them alone, and they let the colonies be largely self-governing the moment they were set up, from the moment they were set up. And that's what they were used to. Then the French and Indian War came along, and the British demanded, not unfairly, that the colonists pay their share of the tax. They said, okay, the tax, you know, the support, what the crown had to pay to kick the French out. But it's okay. But if you're going to do that, you got to give us representatives in Parliament. See, but the British weren't going to do that. That's what set the whole mess off. They were just going to conserve what they saw as their traditional rights as Englishmen. They weren't a bunch of Robespierres. They weren't the French Revolution. It was a completely different species of animal.
Yeah. See, but people don't get this, Sarge. They will not. See, what you just said right there in the last 3 minutes, other people cannot articulate, or they come off the wrong way, or they just don't get it at all. And especially when you're combating this liberal Marxist agenda that they have out there that just totally twists the facts and flips them upside down to where they're just total lies and have nothing to do with the Constitution itself anyway. Like this defund the police, get rid of ICE, get rid of Homeland Security. I mean, they want America to be a sanctuary country. I mean, come on, man. Come on. What the hell is wrong with these people?
Hey, Joe, this is what they count on, Joe. They count on a lousy quality of education given to our children. You know, I didn't go to college except for 3 months when I got out of the Army. Because I got into a run-in with my professor in college, almost got arrested, and I left school as a result. I ain't gone back to college since. That's all my college education. But I got such a good basic education in high school in civics and stuff like that, infinitely better than what they get today. I understood all this because I had a
good
basic
too,
grounding
huh?
in high school. They don't do it anymore. They don't
teach
civics.
Teachers. No, they don't.
They don't teach civics anymore, man. They teach indoctrination.
Yeah.
The environment. Yep. Racism. Genderism.
Yep.
Feminism.
Oh, you didn't hear what I said about the critical race theory? I gave one of the lessons, Sarge. In the beginning of the podcast, I gave one of the lessons that are being taught on the critical race theory. I mean, it's insanity. It's terrible.
Well,
I cannot believe anyone would
see it. It's got a purpose. No, it's not insane.
Yeah.
It's got a purpose. See, here's what they're doing. They are playing upon two things that the American people possess in some respects, sometimes to their detriment overall, most other people in the world. Not all, but most. Their sense of fair play, their sense of basic decency, and the knowledge that the greatest original sin of this country's founding was slavery, racism, and later on, Jim Crow, and diminished opportunities for black people. Now, the country wasn't founded on that. It was an incidental part of the country. But, you know, people, see, I like to internalize everything, like they had something to do with it. They didn't have anything, people living there had nothing to do with it. And nothing to do with
it. But you also got the
everybody
but, Sarge, you also got but you also got the people there that want to make it into the center of attention and the center of the battle and fight. And you can't do that, even if you're on the right side or not, you know, because the fact of the matter is you got to put all that aside, and we've got to fight the bigger enemy. You got to chop the head of the snake off. You got to go at them. You know, you just can't, take these battles and turn them into a war and pin the people against each other, because it's not going to work. Because the global elite
they want, I think. I think for what they intend to do, they believe insidious policies like critical race theory can work for their ends. Look, man, the racial industrial complex is big money these days, okay? Let's be for real about this, as they put it. It's big money.
Yeah.
It's like the military industrial complex. There are contracts to be had. There's lecturers to be hired. There's policies to be adopted. There's lawyers to be made. It's literally a business now. The race industry.
Yeah.
There's the commercials to be made. There's diversity hires and diversity hiring departments to be set up. Man, are you kidding? This is big money. And a lot of these people sense the money, and not only the money, the power that comes along with wielding it.
Yeah, no,
it really is
don't get no arguments on me on that one. But the question of it is, Sarge, is that we have to get people in there. This election coming up, this midterm election, is going to set the stage for the next presidential election, where we've got to flip the script, and it's going to be our last chance. Our generation is not going to have any more fight left. I mean, this is all stops. We're pulling out all stops. We've got to get this thing, man. We've got to flip it. We got to get rid of these AOCs and these what's that Muslim one there? Talib? What's her name up there in Minnesota? Omar?
Omar.
Yeah.
And Rashida Tlaib, both of them.
Yep. Yeah. They got to go. They got to go. We got to get them going. I mean, at least get them to where their agenda just has no standing whatsoever. They have a right to say what they want to say. That's all well and fine, but we got to get them, get rid of them. You know, we got to get rid of them, vote them out.
It might be good to keep them around, remind us what we got to be on guard against, but we definitely have
there
to neuter them.
Yeah.
They got to be neutered.
I like that term, neuter.
You know, whatever it is to keep them from having an outsized influence in governmental affairs, because they mean us no good.
Well, Sarge, we got to unite the front to also this alternative media platform, Blog Talk Radio. Our show is out there. We've got a lot of other podcasts out there that have similar ideas. Global Patriot Network, there, Suzette, her show. We got to get these podcasts to unite here, and where we can join together and get our voices out there and come together to where we can start pounding the people, even the people that are on the fence, get them on our side here, because we've got to get out there. We've got to get active. We've got to do the right thing, you know, and we've got to stay militant as far as using that First Amendment wisely. We can't waste words. We can't waste time. That's how I see it.
Well, that's why it's under such attack now, because. because it is the bulwark against what they want to do. That's why silencing is so important. There are two things that are really going after hard these days. One, amendments number one and two, and it ain't no accident.
Yeah,
they understand completely the reason for it. They're not crazy. They're not crazy. They may be lunatic and demented as individuals. But if you look at the thrust of what they intend to accomplish, it is concerted, it is organized, it is directed, it is ruthless. And if we let them get away with it, they will fundamentally transform the United States.
Well, they're already transforming it. But the question is there still a backlash? There's still good people out there. I know the World War II veterans, they're just about all wiped out. I mean, what do you think about another 5 years, they'll all be gone? You know, 5-6 years, they'll all be gone?
Yeah, say.
Yeah.
5-6,
you know, and then the next, you got the Korean. Yeah, and then the Koreans, unfortunately, you know, I don't want to say it, but the Vietnam vets, they're getting long in the tooth, too. You know, so, you know, we got to preserve. Getting their firsthand accounts and their history and their knowledge and their belief and foundational beliefs are so very important. And it doesn't matter about skin color. It doesn't matter. All those people that want to magnify that and turn each other against each other, you're just feeding into the evil. Whether you believe in God or not, you're feeding into the evil of this twisted.
You know, you just reminded me of something, Joe. Now, we got shocking pictures of Afghan troops laying down their arms as a United States four-star general overseeing NATO says he's shocked by how quickly these Afghan National Army troops surrendered to the Taliban, and 1,000 of them, that's just about a regiment. It's about a regiment size.
Yeah.
Well, maybe an ANA regiment, certainly. That's about a regiment fleeing to the enemy. And it got me to thinking. Now, this is a general saying this shit. He's surprised. I ain't. He's a general. And, you know, he's surprised and shocked. Look, the South Vietnamese Army fought. Even after the Democrat Congress pulled their logistical funding, while the Chinese and the Soviets at the same time massively re-equipped the North Vietnamese Army, which, by the way, had been largely defeated by the time the United States pulled its units out in 1973. That was a defeated army, the North Vietnamese Army. But you know what? It's hard to defeat a conventional, well-equipped modern army conducting an armor-led blitzkrieg when you ain't got no shells for your artillery. They didn't have any more ammunition. They didn't have any more spare parts for their helicopters and aircraft. They didn't have much in the way of small arms ammunition. Because the Democrats pulled their logistical funding. Now tell me something, Joe.
Oh, is that what's going on over there? See, I haven't been paying too much attention to it.
I know,
that's what's happening over there.
Oh, my
son of a bitch. Let me tell you, this is criminal. This is criminal. All the lives that were sacrificed. Oh, you know, that's terrible.
What I saw with what we did. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling them, I didn't see any pajama-clad guerrillas manning those T-54 and T-55 tanks that knocked down the gates of the presidential palace in Saigon. Guerrilla war on my ass. They were equipped by the Chinese and the Soviets to defeat the South Vietnamese. Guerrilla war was over. The guerrillas were beaten as cat in 1968. They were almost annihilated.
Unbelievable.
And now we're looking at a refurbished Taliban. They've been refurbished. They've been re-equipped. Remember when Trump was in there, he largely defeated them. Remember?
Yeah. Yo,
this is why they like U.S. history.
What concerns me is that they lied to Trump. Trump withdrew the troops from Syria, but they left 2,500 troops over there. And Trump didn't know that, you know. And that concerns me a great deal because that means there was a divide in the military that was very large. So, you know, if Trump would have stayed as president, just think of the divide that may be happening in the military still. You know, they lied to Trump.
I'll tell you, I don't want one single general officer to be studying no damn critical race theory until they read maybe more Clausewitz or something else to help win some damn wars. To hell with Ibram X. Kendi. Read more Clausewitz or Sun Tzu or George S. Patton, damn it.
Yeah. Yep. That's why I've been playing those documentaries.
I've been praising it for this.
Yeah.
Four-star chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, up in, I just can't believe it.
I know.
And he's ready to fight over it. We got an army that can't beat a bunch of goat herds in Afghanistan.
I know.
It's unreal.
I know. Well, we got a lot of fixing to do. I'll tell you what. Hey, everyone, 657-383-0616. I'm going to get ready to wrap up the podcast here. So if you want to punch in here, you need to do it now. Sarge, I'm going to give you final thoughts to tonight's show. I know you tuned in a little bit late, but go ahead. Give me some final thoughts.
Well, like we said, what we're witnessing in front of our eyes is, I never thought I would see in my lifetime people could literally construct alternative realities and fantasy universes, and credibly, in many quarters at least, be able to present them as the truth. But that's what we're seeing. It's like a Potemkin village. Everything about American political and cultural life is a Potemkin village being put up for our eyes. The Democrats are actually trying to tell us now it was really Republicans who wanted to defund the police, and the increase in crime is laid at the feet of the Republicans.
No.
And in many places, they're getting away with it.
Yep, they sure are.
It's just
sure
amazing.
Are.
Everything these days is literally a lie, illusion, and sheer fantasy, and most of it comes from these leftists.
Yeah, they're poison. They're poison. They're a sickness in our country. You know? They're just complete poison. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, I guess, let's see, maybe tomorrow's Friday. Let's see, maybe we'll do another podcast tomorrow night. See how it goes tomorrow night, between 8 and 8:30. Yeah, we'll talk about maybe the campaign down here, maybe get some ideas. Sarge, I'd maybe get your input on that. What you know, in the district down here, District 65, maybe you need to look up some North Carolina issues there. Give me some hints or pointers. I mean, you got experience. Give me some advice, and maybe we'll get Mel on here, one of my campaign staffers here, and get him on here, and we'll talk about it, and put it out there on the platform, and build off of this, and hey, at least make a change someplace, and maybe we can start a good foundation here, and maybe it'll spread like wildfire across the country, you know?
Well, you know, just as long as you know, like, my track record ain't been no good thus far. I don't like to let all the Democrats want to lose it in the campaigns and didn't even bother telling anybody every campaign you were involved in was a loser. Although I really don't think it was our fault. I really don't. I think that Illinois,
hey, sorry,
places like Illinois,
George Washington lost every, remember, George Washington lost every battle, you know, until that Christmas Eve, you know.
Pretty much.
So, you know what?
Pretty much. But he did have a Trenton here and there, Battle of Monmouth here and there. Saratoga, well, that wasn't George Washington, but it was his army, okay? So, I mean, he had some bright spots every now and then.
Yeah. So, let's not look at it that way. But,
was a great general. All right. He was a great general. Let's not think that way. He was a great general.
Yeah.
He did what he had to keep his army alive.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. God bless the Republic, and I guess we'll be on tomorrow night, God willing. God bless the Republic.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this. But every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.